You're listening to the Starriest 2008 Conference Podcast Episode 1 featuring Tom Wissink. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering. Welcome to the Starriest 2008 Conference Podcast, a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts featuring interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the Starriest 2008 Conference in Orlando, Florida in May. Tom Wissink has worked in software development, configuration management, integration and test, and at several levels of management for more than 30 years. As an integration and test engineering fellow at Lockheed Martin, he is responsible for identifying and incorporating integration and test best practices throughout the company. In his Starriest 2008 keynote presentation, Transforming Your Test Culture One Step at a Time, Tom will discuss how the value of testing has been misunderstood by many in senior management over the years, and the steps organizations can take to change a culture of misunderstanding into a culture of appreciation, satisfaction, and excitement. Here's what he had to say about his upcoming presentation. You're going to be presenting a keynote presentation called Transforming Your Test Culture One Step at a Time.
Yes, indeed.
What are some of the ways that you've seen testing misunderstood by senior management?
One of the key things is how early tests should start. Senior management hears the word test, they tend, generally speaking, tend to think of something that happens late in the development cycle. That's probably one of the biggest areas. Another issue is, generally speaking, most of the upper management thinks anybody can do tests. They don't realize it takes a required, there's some skill sets that are required for both the subject of integration and the subject of test that are different. And they're different in hardware, and they're different in software. So there's a whole set of skills that tend to get overlooked. And in my business space, which is the aerospace industry, we have a lot of developed hardware and developed software, and testing those are very different skills between hardware and software. Management tends to understand it better on the hardware side, but a whole lot less on the software side.
Why is that?
Well, I think it has to do with education and just the history of software in general. What does it mean to test a software product or a software-intensive system? What does it take to do good testing? Most people do not know how to answer that question. It's not taught in many schools. There's a few that are, one down in Florida, FIT, and there's others that try to teach the subject of software testing and what is good test coverage, but it's generally not known. Still today, after many years, and after all of our conferences where we've tried to teach people.
Right. What are some examples of the sort of things that you'll be presenting in your keynote that will help organizations overcome this misunderstanding?
Well, it's starting at a, let's call it a grassroots level, the people that do know how to do the job right, practicing those skills whenever they can, and when they're able to do that, generally speaking, they'll find more defects in the software, and that will get attention. And usually, if done well, we'll get the eye of management say, well, how come that person is finding more defects? Well, it's because they understand how to do the job. So you have to start there, and then as you are in different levels of an organization, and this is what my presentation will be about, is there are different things you can do at different levels of an organization, and depending on your role, to improve not only the view of software testing, but how it's being done, how it's being bid, how it's being facilitated with resources to do the job better and earlier in the development lifecycle. My presentation will kind of talk through that, as well as giving some background information and some things I'm doing inside of Lockheed to try to make that picture happen. Even in my company, it's difficult, but it is getting traction, and that's what I'm going to talk about.
And what can attendees expect to take away from your presentation?
Well, there will be a set of steps to just try to work towards improving software testing within your company. So those steps, and it'll be, like 1 to 10, these are the kind of things you can be doing to improve tests in your particular company. I have a story that I'm going to share about my own personal path on doing this right now. And I've been doing each one of these 10 things now over the last X years since I've been back inside Lockheed, and that's what I'm going to share.
Well, we look forward to hearing it, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Starriest 2008 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. Keep an eye out for future Star East 2008 conference podcasts in the coming days. The Star East 2008 conference podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.